AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Slow progress in seating a jury for Donald Trump's hush money trial, now that a second juror picked has been dismissed. Our Shelley Adler has details.
A previously seated juror was excused after backtracking on whether she felt she could be impartial and fair. A second sworn-in juror failed to address the accuracy of some of his previous answers to questions. Prosecutors have also asked Judge Juan Merchan to sanction Trump over seven more social media posts they say violate a gag order that bars Trump from attacking witnesses. I'm Shelley Adler.
A fiery crash just outside of Chicago on Illinois' Interstate 90 today. Police say a car plowed into a toll plaza, engulfing the vehicle and the building in flames. The motorist died at the scene. Downtown Columbus, Ohio, getting back to normal. Police were evacuating residents early today after a truck carrying lithium batteries caught on fire. In Congress, the House is debating new aid for Israel and Ukraine, while White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has imposed new sanctions against Iran.
Over the last 3 years, we've done 600 sanctions across a wide range of entities and individuals, organizations and businesses across Iran. These are specifically targeted at their drone capability.
Law enforcement agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas are investigating what knocked out their 911 service last night. Emergency calling appears to be back online in most cases. Dickie Betts has died. He was the legendary guitarist with the original Allman Brothers band. Betts was 80 years old. This is AP News. In Canada, nine suspects have been rounded up in a huge gold bar heist.
6,600 gold bars weighing over 400 kilograms were stolen from Pearson International Airport here in Mississauga and Peel region. It had a value of over $20 million.
That was Nishan Durayappa, Peel's regional police chief, speaking at a news conference filmed by CTV. The gold bars were ordered from a refinery in Zurich and were picked up by a truck driver. The driver came to the airline's cargo warehouse with a fraudulent bill for seafood. Police said the gold was melted down and used to purchase illegal firearms. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of ordinary people who helped clean up the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 say they got sick, but an AP investigation finds most received just the minimum award available. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.